The World Economic Forum has declared that your thoughts are no longer your own. Your thoughts now belong to Klaus Schwab and the WEF, and you shouldn't try to fight this dystopian development because it's for your own good. According to Nita Farahani, the WEF now owns your thoughts thanks to a development of a new generation of smart headbands, smart hats, earbuds, and even tattoos. The WEF can monitor your emotional states, decode images you are seeing in your mind, and even gain access to your PIN number to your bank account.
We're not talking about implanted devices of the future. I'm talking about wearable devices that are like Fitbits for your brain. It used to be that there was very little we could tell from EEG activity. But already, using consumer wearable devices, these are headbands, hats that have sensors that can pick up your brainwave activity, earbuds, headphones, tiny tattoos that you can wear behind your ear, we can pick up emotional states, like are you happy or sad or angry? We can pick up and decode faces that you're seeing in your mind. Simple shapes, numbers, your PIN number to your bank account.
They weren't joking when they said that you will own nothing, but it's the part about being happy they were probably joking about. As Yuval Noah Harari, chief advisor to Klaus Schwab, recently admitted, the World Economic Forum is following in the footsteps of authoritarian dictators in pursuing the dream of eliminating privacy, monitoring everybody, and knowing everything you think, feel, and do.
This debate about privacy versus security is as old as civilization, you can say. But there is something new now. For the first time in history, it's possible to completely eliminate privacy. Mm-hmm. It was just never possible before, and it is possible now. Something fundamental has changed. Mm-hmm. I mean, dictators always dreamt about completely eliminating privacy, monitoring everybody all the time, and knowing everything you do, and not just everything you do, but even everything you think and everything you feel. Whether it's a tyrant in ancient Greece, or whether it's Stalin, they always dreamt about it. They could never do it because it was technically impossible. Now it's possible.
And these dreams of the globalist elite are well on their way to realization, according to WEF agenda contributors at the Davos summit currently taking place in Switzerland. However, Nita Farahani and Yuval Noah Harari forgot to mention that the World Economic Forum has gained these powers because of men like Elon Musk and his company, Neuralink. Connecting the human brain to computers is a goal of all globalists and their organizations. Watch the World Economic Forum leader and transhumanism enthusiast Klaus Schwab casually discuss a future where chips will be implanted in people's brains from this 2016 interview.
What the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities. When I wrote the book, I started to write it four years ago. It was published 3 years ago. It was sold, very interesting, over 1 million times in the world. And what is interesting is that 800,000 copies, more than 800,000 copies of those 2 million were sold in 3 countries alone, China, Japan, and South Korea. You may be interested, who was the biggest buyer with 16,000 copies at the same time? It was the Korean military. Because the fourth industrial revolution will have a major impact also on warfare.
Schwab explains that these chips could be a direct communication between our brains and the digital world. He believes what we will see is a kind of fusion of the physical, digital, and biological world. In other words, transhumanism.
Aujourd'hui, au bout de ça, on parle de puces qu'on pourra s'implanter. Ce sera quand ça?
Certainement dans les 10 années à venir. Et d'abord, on va les implanter dans nos vêtements, c'est-à-dire wearables, comme on le dit. Et après, on pourrait s'imaginer qu'on les implante dans nos cerveaux ou dans nos topos. Et à la fin, peut-être il y a une communication directe entre notre cerveau et le monde digital. Ce que nous voyons, c'est une sorte de fusion du monde physique, digital et biologique.
During a 2017 World Economic Forum meeting, Klaus Schwab asked Google co-founder Sergey Brin if he could envision a future where everybody has a brain chip.
Advancing very fast. But can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains and I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants, I can, and we measure your brain waves, and I can immediately tell you how the people react, or I can feel how the people react to your answers. Is it imaginable?
I think that is imaginable. I think I think, you know, you can imagine that. You can imagine, well, you're going to be sort of transplanted into, you know, the internet, virtual, so to speak, to live forever in a digital realm. You know, you can imagine that, you know, you just in your biological incarnation are going to live to be some, you know, very long age.
Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum are ecstatic that transhumanist Elon Musk will start testing brain implants in humans this year. In his book, Shaping the Fourth Industrial Revolution, Schwab advocates for a future in which authorities will be able to utilize the blending of technology with the human body to intrude into the hitherto private space of our minds, reading our thoughts and influencing our behavior. While Elon Musk continues playing to the crowd on Twitter, attempting to convince the masses that he is one of them, behind the scenes, Musk is supplying the globalists with the technology they need to invade our brains, leading to mass enslavement and mind control. For those who have been paying attention to what's really going on behind the scenes, Musk's behavior should come as no surprise. In reality, Musk is a long way from the self-made independent maverick he portrays himself to be. Many people don't realize that in 2008, Musk was a World Economic Forum young global leader, bowing and scraping to the globalist elite, along with Emmanuel Macron, Jacinda Ardern and Justin Trudeau, all of whom went on to become far-left authoritarians as prime ministers and presidents in WEF-infiltrated countries. In 2016, Elon Musk founded Neuralink, a company whose goal is to connect the human brain to a computer. The company is developing an ultra-high bandwidth brain chip to connect humans, computers and artificial intelligence, what Musk refers to as a Fitbit in your skull with tiny wires. In 2017, Musk expressed the exact same sentiments as globalist WEF founder Klaus Schwab. During the 2017 World Government Summit in Dubai, Musk explained that artificial intelligence was progressing so rapidly that humans would have to merge with digital intelligence to become a sort of AI-human hybrid. Over time, we will probably see a closer merger of biological intelligence and digital intelligence. Some high bandwidth interface to the brain will be something that helps achieve a symbiosis between human and machine intelligence, and maybe solves the control problem and the usefulness problem, said the billionaire futurist. In 2020, Musk and Neuralink demonstrated their success with implanting such a chip in pigs, with humans being their next target. Musk bragged that Neuralink will one day be allowed to upload, store, and retrieve memories between bodies and devices. In the future, you'll be able to save and replay memories, said Musk. This is obviously sounding increasingly like a Black Mirror episode, Musk said. But essentially, if you have a whole brain interface, everything that's encoded in memory, you could upload. So you could basically store your memories as a backup and restore the memories. Then, ultimately, you could potentially download them into a new body or into a robot body. If a memory can be downloaded and uploaded to a new body, it can most certainly be erased or otherwise altered. And here's the kicker. The victim will never know the difference. Klaus Schwab's fourth industrial revolution will make no distinction between your digital, physical, or biological self. In 2021, Musk touted Neuralink's progress in a disturbing video in which he claimed a 9-year-old monkey called Pager is playing ping pong with his own mind. Neuralinks were being placed on each side of Pager's brain, according to the video. The links track the parts of the brain focused on hand and arm movements and record the neural activity.
SpaceX and Tesla CEO Elon Musk is continuing to push the frontiers of neuroscience with controversial brain-computer interface startup Neuralink. A video posted to Twitter shows a monkey named Pager playing the video game Pong with his mind, thanks to a chip implanted in his brain. The post comes after an appearance by Musk on social media site Clubhouse in February, where he shared updates on the company's progress. According to Musk's predictions, Neuralink could shift to human trials sometime this year.
We feel confident about getting the link procedure, the installation of a link, done in under an hour. So you can basically go in the morning and leave the hospital in the afternoon.
The chip is designed to read and write brain activity and could potentially aid patients with neurological diseases like Alzheimer's. Musk has referred to the device as a Fitbit in your skull, claiming it will one day give people telepathic powers.
Elon Musk then confirmed that he'll start testing brain implants in humans by the end of the year, even though the majority of his brain-chipped lab monkeys either died or chewed their fingers off while experiencing horrific suffering, including having holes drilled into their skulls. This is the grisly reality of the future Klaus Schwab and his cronies have envisioned for humanity. According to The Sun, in one case, a monkey was found missing some fingers and toes, possibly caused by self-mutilation, legal papers claim. Another case revealed a female monkey had the electrodes implanted into its brain, which caused it to be overcome with vomiting, retching, and gasping. An autopsy later showed the monkey suffering from a brain hemorrhage. Bloody skin infections, monkeys collapsing, and other horrific side effects were also recorded in the results, according to court papers. Neuralink conducted its monkey experiments in partnership with scientists at the University of California, Davis. A legal battle is now being pursued to force the Californian University to release a cache of 371 grisly photographs of the monkeys reportedly killed or injured in the experiments. Ryan Merkley of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine Advocacy Group said the public needs to be made aware of the monkey suffering. UC Davis thinks the public is too stupid to know what they're looking at, but it's clear the university is simply trying to hide from taxpayers the fact that it partnered with Elon Musk to conduct experiments in which animals suffered and died, he said. These photos are public records created with public funds, and the public deserves access to the research they paid for. In a statement released in February, Neuralink defended its testing measures, but admitted several animals were euthanized. Musk's determination to brain chip human subjects reveals just how closely he's working in lockstep with World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab, who's been discussing brain chips since 2016. And although now memory hold, there was an extended version in which he informed the entire human race that we will all be brain-chipped by the year 2026. These are dark and treacherous times for the human race. Despite the assurances from the mainstream media, the globalist elite gathering in Davos do not have our best interests at heart. They are not committed to improving the state of the world. They are committed to improving their own lives and condemning the rest of us to live in a form of technological slavery without possessions, privacy, or free will. But the future has not been written, and the globalist elites will not win. The people of the world are slowly waking up. Are you interested in reaching a large and growing audience? The People's Voice offers a unique opportunity to promote your brand to an audience of millions of engaged viewers. If you would like to sponsor or advertise on our show, please email sponsor@thepeoplesvoice.tv.